Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us relate to the Word of God. And he gives us all the elements we need, even systematically, even to help drive out pride or whatever it is that holds you back. The Holy Spirit will introduce the Word to you so that you can conquer your greatest weaknesses. Everything that He does gives you a greater chance of not only surviving this life, but thriving in it. Remember, trust the Lord. Put whatever He puts first, you put first. Be in agreement with Him. He knows what you desire. He knows what you want and why. But as you endeavor to get to know Him and seek Him and follow Him, you bring your petitions to Him, and He replies in His great love. The way He reply, and the things He puts first in His reply to you, you put it first too. And what you're going to learn is He thinks of everything, and He's got your back, and you're going to love Him for it. You're going to appreciate Him for it. You're going to greatly thank Him for the way that He helped you out. Now, the Lord doesn't, we're not robots. We're His children. We're just like you have children. You want to see them in their best condition. So does God to you. The restrictions of God is the love of God to you. He warns you against what will kill you. And He can deal with time better than we can, because He can see it all at once. He knows how things form and why. When a fish is taking bait, he's focused on eating. We do too. When we take bait, we think we're going to be fine. We don't see the problem. We don't see the longevity. But the Lord will expose bait and hooks for what they are. Some people marry bait. The enemy bait people with people that he know are very weak. And the enemy knows that God put enmity between his people and God's people. In hell, in Abraham's bosom, there was a chasm between Lazarus and the rich man. The word of God divides the sheep from the goat, the tare from the wheat, his children from Satan's children. Even the word of God, just like the pillar, the cloud by day and the fire by night, when Israel was leaving in the Exodus, when they were leaving Egypt, they followed the cloud by day, and the Lord guided them away from all danger, snares of the enemy, and showed them the best way to go. And He was a pillar of fire by night. Israel could see its enemy, and the enemy couldn't see them. The Word of God does the same thing. It gives grace to the humble and resists the proud. The Word of God is written in a way to do precisely that. It will interest those who are sincere and be a puzzle against those who are not sincere in the heart. And the only way to learn it is to receive it by faith and then do it and practice it. And you'll begin to learn the Word of God that way. And you'll get to know God for yourself. It's not hard to understand God's Word. It's not hard to go forward in life. But adjustments must be made in the way you think, just like we talked about in the last broadcast. And the Lord called it knowing knowledge. And we talked about how knowledge is at war. The knowledge of Satan is at war with the knowledge of God. In you, and in everybody. The knowledge of God is at war with the knowledge of Satan. Things you learn in the world, deception, unbelief. We have to learn against those things and drive it out of our lives, just like the Philistines. We have to drive out the Canaanites, just like Israel had to drive out the Canaanites out of the land that God gave them. God gave them Canaan land, renamed it Israel, the nation of Israel, and they had to drive out all the Amalekites, the Philistines, everybody. They had to drive them out. They were not going to go on their own. And they were giants. But God was with them. See, when God is with you, you can fight better. If people ever learn to follow God and trust God, see, if they keep receiving the word, they'll get to know him. As you keep on following God, you'll get to know him. And when you can obey him, when you can take him at his word and trust him, you can do things you normally couldn't do. You can do great things that's too great for most men and women. But when the influence to cower down, that's the knowledge of Satan. That doesn't come from God. He doesn't give us fear, any kind of fear. If we keep growing in the things of God, fear will start falling off your life. My pastor said, when you study the word, demons fall off your life. Their influence falls away because it has nothing to stick to. Satan's word can't attach to the light. As you learn the light, deception's over. As you learn God's word, all forms of deception, it's just game over. You'll see it for what it is. And you can't be deceived that way again. And you're going to find places in your life where you've not grown against. Now, the Lord put on my heart to talk about every weight. In one of the writings, Paul said, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us." Now, remember, all weights are not sin. Opinions can be a weight. Opinions of others can be a weight. Influences can be a weight. Now, they stem from darkness, but lack of knowledge. Lazy people trying to get you to do what they're supposed to be doing is a weight. People that won't grow up can be a weight. And the Holy Spirit will show you how to systematically deal with people who are a weight. God has a method of causing people to grow up. The same people that's being a weight, they can be an asset. And by the love of God and the Holy Spirit, he'll show you how to lay aside every weight and be a blessing at the same time. Helping people that's trying to get you to do what they're supposed to be doing is not helping people. And the Lord, you know, it takes the Lord to give us that kind of wisdom. And the word of God will give it to us, but we have to pay attention. For instance, Proverbs talked about being surety for people. So that means don't co-sign right off the bat. Just if people say don't co-sign, you have to understand that that's not of God. Nevertheless, it seems good. It seems like the kind thing to do. It seems like you're helping people. But you have to really evaluate it by the Holy Spirit. It's time now for people to grow from glory to glory and operate in the kingdom of God just like God gave it to us. Learn how to operate it and not do it by worldly methods. Well, as we go forward doing the things of God, trusting him, we'll have a greater appreciation for his love and how it works. What we don't know about God, the enemy will use it against us. There are many various restrictions that slow us down and weigh us down and hinder our path, hinder our growth, and hinder what God can do in our lives. And these broadcasts are designed to help you navigate around all that or go through it in spite of all the negativity that's there. A lot of things that God wants to do in the lives of his people are not done because people don't know how to lay aside every weight and get rid of bad knowledge and receive good knowledge. Bad knowledge helps you, hinders you from receiving true and good knowledge. And good knowledge will help you destroy bad knowledge. But you have to receive more of it, and you have to desire it and appreciate it, treasure it, long for it. But if it's not important to you, then the enemy, he'll gain a foothold against you. And he'll use the wrong knowledge against you while you're weak or while you lack knowledge and experience. But it's time now to go forward, because the Lord is going to soon return. And we want our friends, loved ones, our family saved. We want people around us to know God. We don't want them to be missing in action or missing from heaven. You don't want people to say, well, I don't know where they are. You want them to be with you. You want to know that they're there. And heaven's huge. Even the people that you don't really appreciate, you want them there too. And you'll love them so much. And heaven's huge. People that have annoyed you, remember, heaven's big. They can live on the other side of heaven. But you won't have that heart. Your heart will be like God's. And you'll really love people and value them as you go forward, as you grow. It's time now to know God. We want our children. They have a greater chance of entering the kingdom of God and living forever as we follow him. So it's worth it. Now here's a few things that the enemy has gotten one over on God's people. He's done systematic things to do his will against ours. And what we have to do is receive God's word, and then we'll be able to judge the things that's not right by the knowledge of God, and we can avoid the problems that could be arising in our lives. Now, in ministry, I had to make some choices. My father was a Methodist pastor, and I love the Methodist church. I love the Baptist church. I don't bash churches. But when I got saved and I started seeing the Word of God and the possibilities that the Word of God gives us, and the way people teach in organizations can be different than the things you learn from just reading the Word on your own, because they read it in a way that they've agreed upon. This is common with all organizations. They have bylaws and they have guidelines that they continue to go by, and they stick to it. It keeps the church from deviating into greater darkness. But when you follow God, you have to be able to receive the whole counsel of his word. Hundreds of years ago, people, they thought a certain way, so they agreed with the word a certain way. And they listened to doctrines that were not, that led them wrong. They didn't get rid of their bad knowledge. Now, things are beginning to be better now because you have more Christians communicating. They have received greater knowledge, and people are more awake to the fact that churches allow restrictions that shouldn't be in place. One of them is healing went out with the apostles, the move of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, all that just went away when the apostles died out. It seemed true because people who didn't stick with it, they died out too. And people didn't stick with it because people died. And they didn't. You have to pioneer to maintain the move of God. You have to teach your young children, and they didn't do that. Or their young children didn't stick with the plan of God. They knew about it but didn't act on it for themselves, and they lost it. And then they died out. So here's a generation, all they had was the Bible. And they didn't know what Paul knew and what Peter knew. Even though they had the word that they wrote. If you see it a certain way, it won't be the way it is. It'll be, Jesus said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. So I'm not fault finding, I'm just showing you what happened. People measured the word too small, and they made a doctrine. And everybody who followed the protocols of their doctrine are just like them. But that's not how it was supposed to be. Paul said we're supposed to grow from glory to glory. That means when you learn something, walk in it. And it's going to cause you to learn more walking that. And then you're going to learn more walking that. And you're going to be able to, you're going to have greater skills and experiences walking them. Follow the peace. You're still going on this narrow road. You didn't leave the narrow road. You're learning how to work the kingdom of God better than the world works their kingdom. And the only way to do it is from glory to glory. And you'll never get away from them two trees. You have to receive life and reject darkness. You have to receive the tree of light and reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In other words, you got to reject the dark knowledge and receive the light of God's word. And that's how we lay aside every weight and the sin. See, some people won't fall for sin, but they will carry weights that they don't have to, and they can't get where God wants them to be. Very few people receive assignments compared to versus the people that don't receive assignments. I mean, very few people receive assignments, yeah, compared to those who don't receive assignment. And every Christian, every sheep nation, every wheat of God's people can receive assignments if they'll follow through with what God is saying. But because they allow weights, or they reserve things that are weights, they can't. They can't go but so far in the glory of God. And that's not God's perfect will for them. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us. So, I took a position. I said, I'm not going to do the things that were a weight to those that I know. I decided as a young minister, I'll never join an organization and restrict my ministry. Wherever I land, I'm going to do what God said do. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do what God said. I'm going to do what He called me to do. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Then when it came to finances, I saw other ministers commercializing their ministries. Basically, they sell books, and you know, which is, it's not wrong. It's an avenue, and they coerce people to give. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, what God wants me to do, I'll do, but I'm not going to make a big deal out of people giving to my ministry. That was just a decision, which was a good one, because I'm following the protocols that God gave me. And there's a reason for it. Everything that God exposed to me is there's a reason for it. And he taught me his word. And God loves us. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, we grow from glory to glory and we change. One thing about it, we will change. We will grow some kind of way, up or down. We're going to grow. But we can control how we grow and what we do. We can grow forward. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.